You may have read in the newspapers, seen it on the news, about the guy from The Wanted, who sadly has a brain tumour. And he said on BBC Breakfast this morning that it's not that he's ignoring the cancer, but he just doesn't want to pay any attention to it. The more attention you pay to it, the more it consumes your life, and I don't want it to consume my life. The star was speaking to the BBC ahead of a special Stand Up to Cancer concert on Monday, and sharing a similar positive attitude to Tom is local author Jason Oliver. Now, Jason has survived 3 traumatic brain tumour operations, but despite the devastating news, Jason has turned towards a positive attitude and has actually wrote a book called Fight Back from a Brain Tumour back in 2020. And Jason joins us on the line now. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Wayne. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, can't complain.
Yeah, you sound very, very positive in your voice, your tone of voice. Just have a little look back then and tell us a little bit about your story and how you dealt, the feelings you had finding out that you had these brain tumours.
Yeah, so, yeah, much like Tom, I try and sort of maintain a positive mindset rather than sort of talk to the problem, you talk to the solution. But, yeah, in reality, they're nasty things, to put it mildly. You know, it turns your life upside down. It really does impact you and your family. And I suppose for me, it's a painful ordeal to go through, especially three occurrences of them. Actually, it's 4 now.
I was going to say, you know, you think life deals you some bad cards. You know, 3 brain tumours is just unthinkable. But you've also found a 4th that they're treating at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, as diagnosed late last year with a 4th occurrence, which after writing the book about a positive outcome with 3 occurrences, is kind of a kick to the gut, to put it mildly. But it is what it is. These things are known to reoccur. It's a potential kind of lifetime issue. And yeah, you just have to kind of try and crack on and overcome.
Where do you find the strength from, Jason? Because after 3 brain tumours, you fought them, you stayed positive, you then get the diagnosis of the 4th one, you must think, what's the point? Where do you get that strength from?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, it's not easy. Only thing I can say is I've got a black belt in karate and I've got what I'd consider a strong spiritual compass. So I kind of think I've got a bit of a overcomer gene in me.
What have you found most difficult and what have you found the easiest?
Good questions.
The hardest thing that you've gone through so far, then the hardest part of dealing with these, was it the treatment? Was it the thought that you might not get better?
Actually, sorry, it's quite an easy question to answer, given some thought about it. The toughest part is actually being off-road, because every time you have one of these occurrences to deal with, you're taken off the road for 12 months instantly. And as a kind of working man, an independent man.
So you were unable to drive a vehicle whilst going through treatment?
Yeah. So if you have sort of multiple sort of brain tumours, that can take a bit. I was off the road for many, many years over this kind of ordeal.
Do you know what? You must be superhuman, Jason, to go through what you've gone through. This book that you've written, Fight Back from a Brain Tumour, is that about what you've been through and your positive mental attitude?
Yes, the whole purpose of the book, Wayne, was really just to kind of put back to the community after going through these 3 occurrences, just to kind of say, look there is life at the end of this. You know, just sort of continue a positive mental attitude and you will come through it and overcome it. You know, it doesn't have to be a kind of terminal thing. You know, just try and keep that positive mental outlook and you'll get through it. there is life.
Tom Parker from the pop band The Wanted, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, he's got an incurable brain tumour, and he has said he's not ignoring it, but he doesn't want to pay attention to it. He wants to try and forget about it. He's not giving his cancer the respect that it tries to demand from him. Is that a healthy attitude for him to have?
Absolutely. I mean, I need to confess, I am one of the lucky ones that does come through this. I recognise that not everybody does. But I think regardless, we all need to come through with the same mental attitude and just, like I say, talk to the positive outcome that it could be, rather than talk to the situation, the kind of the cause and the issue, I suppose.
How's it changed you as a person, Jason? You must have a completely different outlook on life, you know, than the way you looked at life before your brain tumours.
Yes, I mean, that when you come through one of these, you do have that kind of change of mind where you kind of take life, you live like it's your last, live every day like it's your last day. But to be honest, that's very short-lived, and you do tend to get back in the rat race of life, and that's kind of very quick to overcome, and you do tend to get back to your old life very quickly, being honest, where you take life for granted. But regardless, I mean, you do appreciate life. I mean, the whole reason for my positive mental attitude is really for the family, because I think there is no other option. You know, you want to try and minimise the impact, the burden you're giving to them.
And that's a very selfless thing to do, Jason, because it's very easy to sit there and wallow in self-pity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your book is called Fight Back from a Brain Tumour. You wrote it last year. Where can people read it? Where can people get it from?
So if you go to fightbackbt.com, there's a web page there that links you off to the Amazon bookstore.
This kind of cancer is very common, and I'm sure there'll be someone listening to this who's gone through the same experience as you, perhaps not four. But hopefully that book, they'll get some kind of comfort from it, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
Listen, mate, it's been absolutely great talking to you. How are you feeling at the moment? How's the treatment going?
Not going to lie, it's been a challenging summer, but we're coming through it. I've had a charitable walk last year, raising £1,400 for brain tumour charity.
Good on you.
So I'd like to thank all the supporters for generously donated to that.
Listen, it's been lovely talking to you, Jason. You stay well.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot for the time.
Hey, you take care. Thank you. Jason Oliver there had four brain tumours, wrote a book, Fight Back from a Brain Tumour, telling about his experiences. Well worth a read. Thank you to him for coming on the show.